Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment in the opening section of Shmona Esrei. We've been discussing Kedusha the last 2 days. I just want to get into a few halachic issues when it comes to Kedusha. One point, it's a lot of confusion. How exactly does it work? The chazan says X, the congregation says X, the chazan says Y, the congregation says Y. There is overlap between them. There's not overlap between them. So if you just bear with me, I just want to walk it through for a moment. The opening sentence of Kedusha, I think some of this the Sfardim do a little bit differently, forgive me, but at least for Ashkenazim, the opening sentence of Kedusha is an invitation to recite the psukim which follow. Ashkenazim, at least, the chazan pauses, the Ashkenazim say that sentence, and then once they're finished, the chazan says that sentence. And that sentence, different tefillos, it's different wordings, but that sentence is an invitation to the congregation to say the psukim of Kedusha. There's no reason for the chazan to overlap with the congregation when saying that inviting sentence. Fine. The chazan says that sentence, he completes it, and now the congregation responds with kadosh, 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 etc. It really makes sense for the chazan to overlap a bit with the congregation when saying kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. It's this beautiful pasuk of praise to Hashem that the angels say. Our license to say it is only if we have a minyan. So you have to ask yourself, so who's the chazan to say it if he's not overlapping in any way with the minyan? So therefore, just to be specific for a moment, the minyan says kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos, meloch ol aretz kvodo. The chazan shouldn't wait for complete silence before he begins saying kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The chazan, like when they're at, like kvodo or ha'aretz, the chazan should begin to say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh loudly and slowly so that a person can hear what the chazan is saying. But on the other hand, he's begun his pasuk of praise as the minyan is completing the pasuk of praise. Now, on the weekday, there's a brief phrase afterwards, you know, to each other they say praises. There's really no need for the congregation to say that phrase. The whole meaning of that phrase is once the chazan completes the pasuk of kadosh, 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 he invites the congregation to say the next pasuk, baruch kvod Hashem imkomo. Common practice on Shabbos, again, speaking for Ashkenazim, is we have a longer kedusha. There's more things said after the pasuk of kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And so common practice is for the congregation to say those things after kadosh, kadosh also. So they say the pasuk, they say the things after kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And then the chazan, near the end of what they're saying, that's a postscript to kadosh, 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 the chazan jumps in near the end of that postscript. Then you'll have a similar thing with baruch kvod Hashem bimkomo. And Yimloch, it also makes sense. That pasuk of Yimloch makes sense for the chazan to begin it as the congregation is completing it. Okay, one halacha. The next halacha I want to get into is what someone's supposed to do if they're in the middle of Shmona Esrei and the chazan is starting Kedusha. So there's a fascinating halacha called Shomea Ka'oneh, that if I hear you say something and I listen closely to you, it's considered as if I'm saying it myself. There's a tension in the halacha. We don't like the idea of a person interrupting Shmona Esrei. But on the other hand, we don't like the idea of a person not participating in Kedusha. And therefore, if a person's in Shmona Esrei, what I mean by Shmona Esrei is anything from the beginning through the closing bracha, which ends with Hamvarech Samo Yisrael Bashalom. If a person's in Shmona Esrei and they get to Kedusha, at least for those two psukim, for Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvod, those two psukim, a person should stop davening Shmona Esrei and just listen to the chazan. This is actually a responsibility for the chazan. We mentioned before that when he says the psukim, he's supposed to say them loud and clear. It should be that if there's a person in the room who can't hear, I'm sorry, who's not at Kedusha now, they should be able to listen to the chazan and hear clearly from him. Just as an aside, there's one other place in davening we say that for, which is Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach, that line, which is the response in Kaddish. If a person's in Shmona Esrei, they shouldn't interrupt Shmona Esrei to say Yehi Shmei Rabba. They should stop and listen closely to the chazan and kind of live vicariously through his statement of Yehi Shmei Rabba. If someone has already begun that closing prayer of Elokai after Hamvarech Samo Yisrael Bashalom, Elokai Netzor Lashonim Meira, certainly these things that we just mentioned, the Psukim of Kedusha and Yehishmei Rabbah, one should interrupt what they're saying in order to answer. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank Rabbi Yehuda Shenansky and Mr. Reuven Mizrahi for their wonderful, wonderful work. We are certainly open to suggestions for future topics. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.